All right, we're in Frisco this morning, and look who has stopped by. It's our old friend, the generic youth minister.
Hey,
put on that microphone.
Yeah, right over there.
Put the microphone on.
There you go.
Yeah, right there.
How are y'all doing?
Well, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Oh, man, y'all are up in my neck of the woods.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my church is just right up the road a piece.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, I bring my youth groups down to, like, places like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm real excited about Kidzania.
Yeah, it's going to be
fun. Yeah, at least the younger ones, I bring them up here, you know, like the teenagers, they're a little too lackadaisical, you know, about that and everything. Like, why is that lackadaisical?
Yeah,
and everything. But, I let the teenagers know. I let them know that not everything has to be on their smartphone for it to be interesting.
Right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I say to them, hey, your smartphone is actually a dumb phone.
Good one.
Okay.
And I think that really gets their attention.
Yeah, that's good counter-programming.
I think it really does. Yeah. I tell them, it won't make you smarter and it won't make you more well-informed unless you've loaded the Message Bible app on there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's when I'm plugging and everything. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just taken away from your life. Like how many of the disciples did you see in the last third painting that had a smartphone in their hand?
I didn't get any of
None of them had one.
What street is your church on?
It's just right up there.
Okay.
And, I can identify with these kids because I'm one of them, you know. I
mean,
not too long ago, I was one of them, you know. But I'm still young at heart and everything. Plus, I still got this cool hip teased up hairdo, and I wear a lot of hip jewelry, you know, a lot of nugget silver stuff and chains and I'll rock some Ed Hardy shirts on you.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I think they really listen to me. You know, I give them real talk. I get real, George. That's the key to identify.
That's what you got to do with kids.
With teenagers. With who?
Kids.
What who?
Kids.
And so I get real. I just look them in the eye and I say, hey, come on, guys. I mean, what are we doing here?
Boy,
I
ought to get to them.
I know you want to be crunk in front of your friends. I know you just want to kick it with your home slices, you know, rocking some Madden without some boomer sweating you.
Right.
But remember, the ultimate in cool is to be nice to people. I think that really gets their attention.
I like that message.
I mean, they can see how much I mean it and everything. I think they know what's really cool is to be cool to someone else.
Right.
I bet that really resonates.
Yeah, it really does. It really resonates. It's totally rad for them. And
sure.
That's why you're such a successful generic youth minister.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, George, I heard you doing that segment on decorations, and, man, I was cracking up.
Is the church decorated already?
The who?
The church?
The church. Yeah, the church is decorated, of course.
Uh-huh.
We're decorated for Christmas season all year round.
You already did hanging
out
the greens.
What?
You already did hanging of the greens.
Yeah, we've already hung the greens and everything like that and everything. And you were crazy. You were playing that song. You were playing the song saying it was, what was it? You say it was like Christmas with a sense of urgency or something. And
I was like, what?
Yeah. Like, this guy's so crazy and everything. But y'all were playing, what was it? It was like, what was that song?
It's the song
that you were playing. It was
Ringing of the Bells, or what is it? The Siberian Orchestra thing?
No.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
What was it?
This one?
It'll come to me in a second. It was the one.
It was this song.
It was like, oh, how about
yeah, this song that we're playing right now.
It's not this one. It was.
No, that's this one.
That's this song.
Oh, what was the name of it? It was. Not this. It was.
Well,
anyway, it'll come to me here in a little bit.
What's this song?
But it's one of the Christmas songs and everything. But I think what's important for people to remember is like Jesus.
Yeah.
He's the reason for the season.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
He's the rhyme for the time, as I like to say. He's the Yogi Berra for the era.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to have something rhyme with era. That's the closest I could come to it. But we just need to keep that central in our thoughts, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, Christmas can be a lot of fun with all the, like, gifts instead.
God.
But it's important to remember why we're all here.
Yeah.
And you know what? Speaking of being here, while y'all are up here, why don't y'all come by the church after your little sport show and y'all can see our facility,
well,
see where we play foosball.
Craig, I'm sure would enjoy it.
See where we learn about the Lord and see where we play our low-end tailors and sing songs to three-chord progressions with our eyes over-emotionally shut.
You know, it sounds great, but I'm busy all day.
And if y'all need a ride, I can just, you know, swing on by and come pick you up in my Civic with the aftermarket rally stripe on it.
Again, sounds great, but again, busy all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
maybe a Christmas program. If you got a Christmas program, maybe we come see that. Maybe.
Yeah, sure. You guys come to a Christmas program. So I'm going to mark you down here. I got the paperwork, and y'all need to sign this. It says it's a contract.
I don't know if we want to sign.
I will be there on Christmas.
I'm not signing anything.
Why not? You guys ought to do it.
We'll just give you a verbal commitment.
All right, verbal commitment. I'll take that. And I'll tell you what, can I sit here and watch the rest of y'all's show?
Sure.
Oh, man, that'll be great. All right, I'm watching it. Go ahead, go.
I guess we're done talking to you now.
No, is that right?
Yeah, I guess.
That sounds like a good thing.
You know what
y'all got coming up next?
Maybe you could move on, because I noticed a kid over there on the other side of this large building. It looked like
he
was being tempted by Satan.
Yeah, I better get over there. Hey, don't you eat that candy? Those are candy cigarettes.
Okay, there he goes. The generic youth minister policing the youth here with us today in Frisco. 8:46 on the ticket. We get married.